We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number four here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle walking you through the conclusion of the show. This is Ask Greg. Your questions, Penn State football, Penn State recruiting, for Mr. Gregory Pickle here with a little bit of a twist. Again, our starting this week, our Ask Greg segment, 409 Tailgate Wines will be a giveaway here to the best question asked per the judgment of Greg Pickle. They've got three different wines they're rolling out this week, a Sapphire Blue, which is a blueberry wine, and a white wine, Pinot Grigio or a Vidal. Three different wines, 409 Tailgate Wines. The winner of this, the best question award here, will get a bottle of wine sent to them, assuming you're 21 years old. And again, Greg will pick them. We've got some good questions this week. Greg, are you ready to go?
Oh, I'm always ready. Let's do it.
Take good notes, all right? We're going to start with Nate from Mars, PA, a student at Penn State now, wondering if Micah Parsons gets used on the offensive side of the ball at all.
No.
I guess that probably means his career.
Career.
Let's do single season and career. As Greg knows, his offensive highlights are ridiculous from high school. He appreciates your hard work.
He also appreciates
Ross Tucker's hard work because it was asked to ask Ross as well. But good. I mean,
well, Ross is the hardest working guy around, so he at least can take that. I don't know.
He's only got 45 jobs, Greg.
Well, 46 one. Maybe he'd get there. Yeah. This year, no, I don't see it. I mean, it's enough to ask a true freshman to, you know, come into potentially being the middle linebacker or just learning the defense, period, and then to try and have him learn, responsibilities on offense. I just think it'd be way, way too much. So this year, no. Over the course of his career, I won't rule it out. Do I think it's likely? No, probably not. But I don't think it's a guarantee, surefire, won't happen situation either.
So it takes something exceptional to make that work, playing on both sides of the ball. And Micah's got that. You know, I think that's one of the things that stood out to James Franklin was his ability as a running back, because it was child's play.
Right.
You know, when you're 6'3", 230 pounds in high school, Harrisburg High plays at the highest level, and Micah just looks like it's a man amongst boys situation. But over the course of 3 years, would you say, let me ask you my own question as a spinoff to this.
Well, you don't get the bottle of wine, sorry.
I'm already drinking one now, so I don't need to win anything. Tommy Stevens is the Lion. He's playing the Lion role this year, which we'll see exactly what that means in the coming months. Is Micah Parsons the most likely successor in the Lion role to Tommy Stevens?
It's an interesting idea. I would say it's more likely that the Lion role goes away than it is that Micah Parsons is the next Lion. But, I mean, look, when you have a kid like Micah who has, I mean, above average everything, well above average everything, then it's hard for me to think that Penn State won't do whatever it can to find him, ways for him to make an impact. That being said, the flip side to me, Dustin, is that, you know, I think the Lion was created to appease Tommy Stevens because they couldn't make him a starting quarterback. So do I think it's likely that Micah could be used in a role like that? Yeah, but do I think it'll have a name? No, I think that probably goes when Tommy Stevens goes.
With the name comes a certain amount of consistency with which that position will be used.
Right.
For Tommy Stevens, I think it'll be pretty consistent this year, more consistent than last year. With Micah, I think if he's going to be on campus for 3 or 4 years, I think inevitably you will see him touch the ball on offense once or twice. I don't think you'll see it as part of any kind of design game plan. I think that's going to be a one-off as a surprise look for an opponent. So it's a good question, and he's freakish enough to make it work, but at this level and how valuable he's going to be as a pass rusher and linebacker, I think that's what we're going to pretty much see him do. Tom from Camp Hill. Hey, Greg, of the 8 official visitors that were visiting Penn State this past weekend, which 4 would you say are must-gets if you had to pick 4 out of the 8?
Ooh.
And then pick the 4 that you think Penn State most likely ends up with based on recruiting inside information that only the great Greg Pickle can bring to us. Boy, landed on pretty thick here.
How about
here.
It? Yeah. Well, keep in mind, Smith doesn't count because he's already committed, Brandon Smith. So we're down to 7 then. So I guess we can just reduce it and go 3 and 7.
Do 3 out of 7,
yeah.
Sure.
So, I mean, the 3 that they must get, They've had so much trouble recruiting linebackers that I have to put Lance Dixon on that list because the four-star out of Michigan.
Those troubles are in the rearview mirror, like, big time if they get Lance Dixon, too.
Right, absolutely. So you'd have him. And the other thing, too, that makes it – really would make it nice is that even though you knew that Nick Tarburton was probably going to be a defensive lineman, you do lose him as a recruit that joined the last class as a linebacker. So you're already down one there. Will Braylon Faison-Walden and Braylon Franklin ever pan out? I don't know. The two look amazing. I mean, we saw them at camp last week. And I mean, they look like they should be starters, but we just don't know if they're ever going to pan out the way that they were hoped to. So I put Lance Dixon at the top of that list. I'm going to go with Michael Johnson Jr. as the other one, one of the other ones, because Penn State has long wanted two quarterbacks. I think that they've been so fortunate with everything Trace McSorley has done, but at some point you're going to want your depth to be there just in case what you have is not as good as what you think it is. So I'm going to put him on this list. And then the last pick, I'm going to go with Julio Billingsley at Illinois, the four-star tight end. And it's not that I doubt Zach Kuntz and Pat Freiermuth, but I sure as heck doubt what's above them and John Holland, Nick Dett Bowers, and Danny Dalton. So at some
point... No disrespect to those two, but disrespect to everyone else.
They just haven't panned out the way we thought they would yet. So, I mean, to me, you need to establish and replenish depth at some point at that position. So I think it's those three guys that are really the keys. Which ones are they most likely to get? I would say Billingsley... Lewis signed the safety from Texas, previously from Massachusetts, and I'll go with Dixon, the four-star linebacker from Michigan.
There's some movement with Dixon, and I think Penn State's linebacker picture, Lance Dixon would be a really good addition, because in 2018, Jesse Lucchetta and Micah Parsons both enrolled in January, and I'm guilty of not looking past Charlie Catcher from Cumberland Valley, but not knowing exactly what he is or who he is or how healthy he can be. He's not on campus yet. He's not an afterthought, but standing next to those two guys who are already there, it kind of pushes him in that direction. But he could be a pleasant surprise down the line. But then you look at Brandon Smith, who's committed, and maybe Lance Dixon. Not only are you getting some big-time players, you're getting four, looking at Lucchetta, Parsons, Smith, and Dixon, four very different linebacker prospects too. You know, Dixon is listed at 6'3", 195 now. He's more that safety linebacker hybrid type. Right. Micah Parsons is a freak show no matter where you put him. Lucchetta, you can see him in the middle. Brandon Smith with that 84-inch wingspan. They're getting big-time players who are different types of players. Linebacker U, I'm very convinced, is on its way back. So I think Lance Dixon in that group. Good question from Tom. And really a good overall assessment of the impact of this past weekend, which is a big recruiting camp weekend. Mike from Lake Winola. Says, Greg, I know Penn State advertises the satellite camps they hold, and prospects can figure out how to sign up via those communications. But for the camps and junior days on campus, how do prospects sign up for those? Does the Penn State coaching staff reach out to high school coaches or even specific kids to tell them to come? Or is it just like the satellite camps?
Well,
a logistics question. I like that.
Yeah, you too. So, I mean, the camps on campus are... they have to be open to everyone. So not just you and I as members of the public, but also recruits. You can't. Now, the way around that, of course, is that you limit the pre-registration number. So, you know, you would limit it and say, okay, we can't invite the 70 kids that we want to come, but we'll only allow the sign up to be 70 guys. And that way you're going to be able to pretty much, you're going to tell those guys, hey, this is going online at XYZ a time. Please be sure to sign up right away. And then you fill it up that way. So it wasn't open to everyone, but others just had a minor advantage.
They're preferred campers.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with walk-ups. You know, you can say, we're not going to take walk-ups. And then, you know, the last minute you can say, we've changed our mind. And you reserve the right to do so as long as it's open to everyone. And you make the little change on your website that says, hey, we are accepting walk-ups now. No one might look at it, but... but you have done your job by NCAA compliance. So that's how those work. The junior days, it's not like Penn State sends out an invitation that says junior day. I mean, sometimes they do, but for the most part, it just so happens that there's so many kids coming that it needs to be called something besides a gathering of recruits. So it's called a junior day or what they called the Lash Bash before. I mean, it's more branding, I think, than anything else, more of an excitement builder than it is some sort of major, you know, major deal when it comes to how those things work. It's just kids pick a date to come to campus. Penn State says, hey, here are the dates that we have available for kids to come to campus. And so, you know, they come at that point in time and it ends up being labeled as junior day.
Good question there from Mike. Anytime we can get into the logistics of things, something that I think other people are thinking about too, it's a good question. He is a contender. We are giving away a bottle of wine this segment. We've got one more question to go. Three questions in. This last one's from Matt from Camp Hill. Little over-under kind of question. Which number will be greater this season, the number of sacks by the team sack leader or the number of individual players to record a sack? That's a fun question.
Oh, that's really interesting. I was down to I thought we had a winner in the clubhouse for the question of the day, but now I'm not so sure. Really interesting question. Read me that again.
Which number will be greater this season, the number of sacks by the team sack leader or the number of individual players to record a sack?
Wow, that's really, really an interesting question. Penn State has been a little bit...
Let's start front end. Right. What do you think the team high sack number will be?
Yeah, I mean, going back and looking at it over the last couple of years, I think probably five or six has led the way. I mean, yeah, Sharif
Miller
had five last year. So, I mean, when really I think about it, I mean, the five is probably the low point on the sliding scale. I mean,
but even so, with the way that they're going to deploy these guys and how many they have and how fresh they're going to want to keep them, they're going to mix and match a lot.
Yeah.
So I think the number will be higher than five because I think Sharif Miller can have a couple multi-sack games. I would put the number, let's say eight.
I was going to say seven. Seven or eight makes sense.
But
yeah.
Last year there were 2, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10. There was like 16 or 18 kids who got at least half a sack.
I think you're going to go, yeah. I mean, especially when they start counting half sacks, which drives me a little bit crazy. But yeah, I mean, it's going to absolutely be the number of guys over the number of the only, the highest sack total. Just not a guy on this line that, and not to say that Penn State doesn't have him, because it looks like they have some guys that could, you know, hit that 10 sack mark or something like that. But they just haven't over the years really had, you know, that one guy that just blew everybody away. I mean, Evan Schwann and Garrett Sickles both had six, but I think, Sickles a couple years ago, but Sickles had, four of them in the Ohio State second half? Yeah, so definitely the number of players. Good question there. The question winner, I'm going to go with the guy that asked about the official visitors and the four. And four of the eight, I think that was
Tom from Camp Hill. He made you do math and still won.
Right.
That is quite an achievement. So we will be in touch, Tom, with your 409 tailgate wine. You'll have a choice of three: Sapphire Blue, the Blueberry Wine, or Pinot Grigio or Vidal. Congratulations, Tom. Congratulations, Greg, for doing such a wonderful job. That's it for us on this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and download the Keystone Sports app. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hi, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stop by Route 15 Beverage Express for the best selection of craft, domestic, and import beer in the area. Let our friendly and knowledgeable staff provide you with the best service in the area. And don't forget, June 23rd, we are saying thank you for 15 wonderful years of service. Stop by from noon to 4 for free food from 409 Tailgate Club, beer samples, and prizes just off Route 15 South in Dillsburg.